April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All this stuff we talked about here, this felt right. Like, I think as much as we could have had a successful season otherwise, going to the Super Bowl felt like the only acceptable end to this season, however it plays out. Well, and I'm just happy we're here,
man. I think it's what they deserved.
Yeah,
they deserve
exactly.
to be in the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what
they
I'm trying
deserve
to
be in
put,
the Super
man.
Bowl.
We're going to the Super Bowl, man.
Yeah. So I'm driving out of the link tonight and waiting to do my hit on WAP. I call my mom and my dad, and we're talking. And, you know, I said to myself when I'm talking to them, I should say, wow, it's like unbelievable, right? But then I thought about it. And what happened tonight is actually extremely believable. They're the better team than the 49ers. Mm-hmm. I don't care if it would have been Brock Purdy all game. I don't care if it would have been Jimmy G all game, Trey Lance, Josh Johnson, whoever. They won this game tonight because they're the better team. They have better line play. They have better coaches. They had a better quarterback no matter who was under center. And I think with this team, there's such a dominance that there's no suspenseful moments. So sometimes it doesn't feel real. Like the idea
69-14 in the
right.
playoffs.
The idea
Elliot, they've outscored their team 69-14. Like,
I mean,
what the hell is that?
Think about this. The last time there was probably legitimate concern, like, man, maybe they're not going to go to the Super Bowl, was when Jalen got hurt.
Yeah.
But outside of that, we always thought they would be the one seed. And I was probably concerned at certain points of like, will they come out and play well? And then they got the Giants, which was great news for them to pick up steam.
Oh,
but
God. I'm so happy.
Like, they're going to the Super Bowl. But
they're
still
going to the Super Bowl.
And it still
the
doesn't.
The Super Bowl, man.
But sometimes it doesn't feel real because there's never a feeling of them not going.
Yeah.
Because they're never close in
it's
these
games.
It's been
like games, too
easy. Right?
It feels like it shouldn't be this easy.
I mean,
you know?
Think about this. They have pulled Jalen Hurts in both playoffs.
I mean,
in both games, they have pulled Jalen Hurts
that's
to put Gardner Minshew.
That's insane. And that's like legitimately insane.
I mean, all right, so here's like a macro type of look at this.
Hey,
they're going to the Super Bowl for the second time in what, 6, 7 years?
5 years.
Right? They're doing it with a new head coach and a new quarterback. They're doing it with probably the best wide receiver duo in the NFL. They're doing it with the best cornerback duo in the NFL. They're doing it with arguably the best defensive line in the NFL. They're doing it with arguably the best offensive line in the NFL. Franchises and teams, you know, this is going to sound silly, but it's an overreaction pod. They're not supposed to be this good. You're not supposed to get back to the Super Bowl after with a whole new roster, basically. Though really, the only main guys they have are Brandon Graham,
well,
Jason Kelce,
Lane. It's the first time it's ever happened. We talked about that
yeah.
stat heading into the playoffs. The first time, I'm assuming it's the first time they've done it with the Super Bowl, but we knew it was the first time that a team had gotten the one seed within 5 years of each other with a different head coach and a different quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, that had never happened before.
And I, you know, with the Super Bowl in this moment, you definitely want to cherish every moment, right? And like, enjoy the next 2 weeks and enjoy the fact that, as you said, for the next 2 weeks and maybe 3 weeks, the Eagles are going to be the center of the sporting, you know, universe in this country.
I love
country.
It, man.
Here's the other way to look at it. This is something that is going to be happening often. Like, they are a well-run franchise. Their core of this team is young. Their quarterback is 24 years old. Their receivers are young. The head coach is young. They have Hassan Reddick is young for his position. Like, everywhere you look, this team is set up to be dominant. And again, you know, I know Brock Purdy leaves the game, and there were certainly moments early on that were stressful. But outside of that, they just win. Every week, we talk ourselves, and, well, maybe it'll be close, or, oh, the Giants are playing well, or even think about the Titans game. It was, well, this is the toughest team they faced. They annihilated the Titans. The Giants, well, the Giants are coming in hot. They're the toughest, you know, this is going to be a tough test, blah, blah, blah. The Giants are better than you think. Annihilated the Giants. The 49ers are the best team by far. They're, you know, I don't care who's at quarterback. This team is so well coached. That defense is unbelievable. They were on pace for 42 points against that defense until they pulled the reins back because they were up so much, right? Every single time we've said, well, this is the test, the team has come out and absolutely annihilated that test. It's like they're the best team I've ever seen. They're the best team, you know, whatever.
That you've covered.
I mean, look, the Patriots that went undefeated were pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And I cover them. But I mean, if like Philly sports lifetime, I can't think of a team where I was like, there's almost no doubt. I mean, me and you, when we recorded the pod after they beat the Giants was, yeah, the Niners are going to be tough. And I think by the end of the week, we had kind of gotten to the point of, yeah, the Eagles are definitely better. We should have just been like, yeah, they're probably going to blow them out, because mm-hmm. that's what the Eagles do. Because they're great on both lines. They have a great quarterback. They're smart with the ball. They're well coached. We'll get into Super Bowl preview tomorrow morning on Monday, and we'll probably do the same thing again, which is this is going to be the toughest team they're going to face, and they haven't played a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes or Joe Burrow, and blah, blah, blah. Every single team the Eagles face, they are going to have a really good chance to win because of how they are built, how they are coached, and how they play. That's what we've learned throughout all this. We can talk ourselves into this, that, the third, whatever. The Eagles are the best team in the NFL right now. It's all you can ask for. And they're an extremely likable group.
Well,
you know?
Yeah, that's like, what I was saying. They're easy to root for, and the way they go about their business. And I saw Jalen Hurts smile on the sideline at the end of the game tonight, and I was like, wow, that's weird. Because
yeah.
He's always so intense and so serious. Like, it's so easy to root for them. And obviously we have the guys we already love from the last time with the Kelseys and the Grahams and guys we already are like are legends to us already. It's such a likable group. And to your point, like, Jalen Hurts is 16-1 this year.
Yeah.
He's 16-1 this
season. He's like 25
or
like
22-3
in his last 25 games.
And again, like, it feels like they haven't even really played that well, and they've won 69-14 in two games in the postseason. Like, mm-hmm. they are dominant. They are an unbelievable football team, to your point. And like, I mean, at no, and again, look, the Purdy thing, and you know, I know there's gonna be Niners, oh, Purdy doesn't get hurt and all that. They were way better.
Yeah, they were way
better.
Like,
they should have won by way more today. Like, and I know the Purdy thing sucks, and it's like, you don't want to win that way and all that. And look, again, third time they've ever won the Super Bowl. I'll take whatever. The breaks never seem to go our way.
Well,
it's so rare
also,
that stuff goes our way, but they win either way. They were better. They were the better football team.
There was a part of me that when Purdy got knocked out that thought they'd almost be better if Purdy came in, because I think Josh Johnson brought an unknown.
And he's a vet.
He's a veteran.
Yeah.
We talked all week about how Purdy was going to get shaken by the moment.
Yeah.
Josh Johnson, you know, look, he's a career backup. But
he's played in a lot of games,
yeah. Right? So there was that. But I think the moment for me for this game that won it for them was the 4th-and-1 call by Sirianni.
I thought the 29. It was amazing.
Yeah. So it was at the 29-yard.
Their own 29-yard line.
Yeah, so at their own 29-yard line. It's 7-0, I think, at that point.
Yes.
But it was tense, and like there was a real tension in the stadium. And then especially when it got to 7-7, there was a real tension of, oh my God, they should be up more. Why is this not going better? The offense wasn't playing well. The Niners defense looked awesome.
Was awesome.
They were
Dude,
awesome.
The Niners defense, other than the
that
penalties.
That being said, they still put up 21 points in the first half.
And the penalties were a disaster for them.
Yeah.
Like, the penalties really, 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 really hurt them and gave the Eagles momentum. And the Eagles did have 4 rushing touchdowns against them and all that. But the Niners defense was legit. Like,
yeah.
legit.
They are great. But the 4th-and-1 call, to me, said so many things about this team. The first thing it showed was, when they want to do something, they're just going to do it, right? You cannot stop that play because Kelce, Seumalo, Landon Dickerson, and Jalen Hurts are too good at it. I don't care who's on that other side. They're going to hit that play 99 out of 100 times, right? But I also think what it showed was talent isn't always enough, in the way that when Nick Sirianni wasn't a finalist for the coach of the year, it was, well, his roster is so loaded, like anybody could do it. Or his doesn't have as big of a challenge as Brian Daboll. You can't tell me that going forward on 4th and 1 from their own 29 in the conference championship game, where the game is still very much in question, is not a great coaching move.
Oh my God, yeah.
Kyle Shanahan probably doesn't do it. Yeah. You know, who knows?
I mean, Sirianni absolutely outcoached Shanahan today. I know 100%. Shanahan had a lot of, you know, the obstacles in his way, but he absolutely outcoached.
Right, and this is what we were both trying to say, but it was so on stage for everybody tonight. They're not just a talented roster. They're a very well-coached team. They're a great...
It's everything. It's top to bottom. Like, if you want to talk, like, Lori and Howie, the credit they deserve, the point we talked about rebuilding this franchise. Again, they were 4-11-1 2 years ago at this time.
They were 2-5.
2 years ago!
They were 2-5 last year.
And then they were
2-5.
Like, they've been down as a franchise. And for Lori and Howie to hire Sirianni in the first place, like that guy, you know, when we first thought of him, all that type of stuff, the rebuild, the roster that he did, for Howie to have the offseason he just had. I mean, look at the guys. I mean, Hassan Reddick is arguably the best single season signing for 1 year in like the history of the franchise. He's having, if you take the playoffs into account, he's arguably having, like, other than maybe like the best Reggie White season, the best defensive season in the history of the franchise. Well, he's been amazing. CJ, James Bradberry, the AJ Brown trade. It is like miraculous what this is. Remember all those conversations we had? They could be the Jaguars, the blue chip players, the this, that. Like they answered every question and more times a million.
Well, and so, so 4-11 in 2020, 2-5 last year. Let's not overlook, and to your point, you just said it, how far down the plank they were.
Yep.
You know, they lose and they drop to 2-6, or if they lose 2 games in a row and they go to 2-7 or whatever, it might be done. It might be done. Like, Jalen might not be here. Nick might not be back. Howie might not be back. If that season falls apart, and it was this close to falling apart.
Yeah, it was on the edge.
This close,
on
right?
The edge.
And they turned it around because Nick's a great coach. Jalen's a winner. Howie's a good GM. All those things because they're good at it. But sports are a crazy thing, and if they lose that game or if they fall to 2-6-7, whatever, it could be over. They're not in this situation.
Yeah, no doubt.
And they turned it around. And, you know, I think that with all three of them, and Jeffrey too, I'll throw him in there too.
He deserves to be in there.
All four of them.
He should be in there, dude. Jeffrey should be in there.
They have, in my opinion, the perfect combination of a belief in what they believe in, but a willingness to adjust.